I replaced all my Lululemon shorts with Bird Dogs. Bird Dog shorts do the exact same thing, but fit way better. They actually look like khaki shorts, so I can wear them all day, for my morning hike or bike ride to the bar. I can't stop wearing them. Join over 1 million guys who discovered the best shorts on the market. Go to birddogs.com/MLB and enter promo code baseball for a free baseball hat with your order. That's birddogs.com/MLB. Promo code baseball for a free hat. You won't want to take your Bird Dogs off. We promise you.
Imagine you're looking at a balancing scale with everything you do for other people on one side and everything you do for yourself on the other side. If it isn't balanced, maybe it's time to spend a little more time on you. And therapy is a great place to start. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can help you find that balance and stick to it. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Eddie Money. Who doesn't love Eddie Money? He had some great anthems. Also, money is green. So is Yoda, the pickle who yodels, and my avocado earrings. Because nothing says summer like avocado earrings. I don't know why. I feel as though after all the yard work I did, well, I smelled like grass, not avocado. But after all the yard work I did, I was seeing green everywhere. And since it's not green as in money, it's not green as in Draymond, it was green as in pickles and green as in avocados. I promise you, my earrings are dangling with avocados and they keep brushing up against my neck, which makes me giggle. So here's my promise to you. Before I go on vacation, a video with the pickle, who we have just recently coined Yoda because he's green and he yodels. I mean, it makes sense to me. And also the earrings. And no one's going to care about anything I say in the video because of the yodeling pickle and the avocado earrings. They look good enough to eat. I do love avocado. And no, Jay, avocado and guac are not the same thing.
Well, I mean, technically.
Dill pickle or sweet and sour pickles or some other kind of pickle?
Which ones do I prefer?
Do you eat them all?
I'm not a big pickle guy. I guess if I had to have one, I'd just go with a standard dill pickle.
A standard dill pickle?
Yeah.
Those baby dills. Oh, they're so good. I can eat baby dills right out of the jar. I do eat baby dill pickles right out of the jar.
I used to be into pickles. Then, weirdly, I don't know. As I've gotten older, like, I don't like them anymore. I used to eat them, like, out of the jar. But, like, this was more than 10 years ago. And then...
When you were a kid?
Yeah. And yeah. Then, I don't know, just not anymore.
You were only 21 10 years ago, so...
Well, yeah, but this is when I was, like, yeah, like 12, 13-ish, I would eat them, yeah.
I do love pickles. And my nieces and I still enjoy eating them out of the jar. But this one yodels, which may change my entire perspective on pickles.
You ever have pickle-flavored sunflower seeds?
No.
They make those. Then my coach in high school was like, that was all he ever had. Always had a pack of dill pickle sunflower seeds and always had them in his mouth.
No wonder you don't eat dill pickles anymore.
Yeah, maybe that was traumatizing.
It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. It's a Tuesday morning. This is my final hour for the week. So I will try to make it the best hour of the week. On Twitter, A-Law Radio. Also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Did you take my advice and look up Max Crosby's brand new chest tattoo? He was not messing around. He actually had his entire chest and on up to his neck tattooed with some very, very accurate photo depictions of some iconic athletes. It's incredible what tattoo artists can do, the best of the best. Of course, there are some mistakes too, which is bad. But if you haven't seen it, Jay, if you want to retweet it from our show account, because I know there's photos out there
with Muhammad Ali on it. Okay.
Yes, the one with Muhammad Ali,
Kobe,
with Michael Jordan, and with Kobe Bryant. And really incredible what this artist managed to do. I can't imagine. It's a massive piece and it covers his entire torso. My goodness.
He literally doesn't have skin anymore.
11 hours. 11 hours. Would you rather be stuck in a submersible, potentially 12,000 feet below the surface of the ocean, or sit for 11 hours for a tattoo?
Do I know I'm getting out of the submersible?
Yes. We are praying for those people who are right now lost at sea in a submersible, believing they will be found. What would you rather do?
Probably sit in the submersible, because 11 hours of a tattoo, that just sounds a little painful.
Ouch. Look at that. No, I am looking at it, and it doesn't even look like a person's body. It looks like something you would see in a painting or a drawing.
Because all the parts that aren't like Muhammad is himself or drawings are darkened in.
Mm. Ow.
Ow.
Ow. I wouldn't pay $250,000 for either a jaunt to the Titanic in a submersible or an 11-hour tattoo project.
No. I don't know what tattoos cost, but I can't imagine that would be not $250,000, but that's not cheap, that tattoo, or all those tattoos. I don't know if you call that one or like 17 in one. Mm. But
he's a brave man. We already knew he was tough. So if you haven't seen it, it's on our show Twitter, After Hours CBS. And no, that's not what we're talking about the rest of the show, but we were hearing from Max Crosby, and so it was still in my brain. We have gone all over the place on this edition of the show, from yodeling pickles named Yoda, to avocado earrings, to now Max Crosby's torso tattoo. Oh, I do love alliteration. Torso tattoo. Two submersibles lost in the Atlantic Ocean. And I'm not joking. I am praying there's a crew that's lost somewhere in the Atlantic Ocean. It's a big ocean. I'd be scared to death, freaking out. But they still have a lot of air left, so that's the good news. A little bit of QB news, a little bit of golf, which we're actually going to work in. Mike Dunleavy Jr., welcome to the big time, or welcome to the hot seat. That's the new GM of the Warriors. Chris Paul, how he found out he was getting traded. Everything in between. Well, not everything, because we only have an hour. 50 minutes now. So I got to get hopping. So check us out on Twitter or Facebook. Good Tuesday morning to you. You know who is waking up on a Tuesday morning feeling like fire? That would be 39-year-old Joey Votto.
The very first pitch to Joey Votto in his second at bat, and he launches it way out of here to right. Third home run of the game, and welcome back, Joey Votto.
That's a heck of a way to make your triumphant return. He lined out in his first at bat. That was a no-doubter.
I mean, absolutely destroyed it out of here to right. Way back into the seats. Wow. The 1-0 pitch. Swing and a line drive, base hit into center field. One runs home. Here comes De La Cruz. He will score, and Joey Votto puts the Reds on top.
Welcome back, big boy. Welcome back.
A home run and now a two-run single for Votto.
On the Reds Radio Network, 2 for 3 as Joey Votto returns 10 months to the day that he had shoulder and bicep surgery. And he was also on base with a walk. Guy has 3 RBI. He blasts a home run. And the Reds are able to escape a jam in the 9th inning in which they had Rockies on the corners and nobody out. And so the win streak continues. Not only have they won 9 games in a row, but they're first place in the NL Central. Haven't been able to take these Reds seriously in quite a while. And even though much is made of their youth and the fact that they've got rookies who are playing key roles, Joey Votto is a major piece of this team. In fact, manager David Bell says, we're complete. He completes us.
What a great player. No, really. I mean, he just got himself ready. He's so excited to be part of our team. And he's been watching. He's been doing everything to stay connected to our team. And then to come back and contribute tonight was just a great start. And meant a lot to our team. But it was great having him out there. He's felt and been a part of this the whole time, from the very first day of spring training. And he's made sure of that during this whole time that he wasn't with us. But now it feels the way it's supposed to. He's back, a player with our team, and he's going to make us better. It's as simple as that.
It was a long, daunting rehab. And you have your doubts. And when I say you have your doubts, I mean weeks or months ago doubts. You know, and well, we're in a performance-based game. You know, basketball calls it a make-or-miss league. It's like batter-bench league here. And you have to perform. And so I want to perform. I expect to perform. But, you know, it's intimidating when you have a surgery like that and you're an older player. And a lot of people say that's enough. I've got to keep going. Tonight was a good experience for me.
Joey Votto ran the gamut of the emotions. You should have seen him. He was thrilled when the fans gave him multiple standing ovations. He did curtain calls and stuck his tongue out at the crowd. These Reds have a lot of fun. If you've seen them play over the course of this win streak, they're all engaged. They're up on the top step. They're participating. They're crazy. They're smiling. They're laughing. And Joey Votto may be 39, but he is right in the thick of things now and contributes in his return. And then he cried post-game, just being really emotional about the 10 months of wondering if he'd ever be able to play baseball again now at almost 40 years old. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. So hottest team in baseball is the Reds with 9 straight wins. Second hottest team has got 8 consecutive wins.
Here's the 3-1 on the way. Yaz blasts one! Deep right field! It is gone! Into the water! A walk-off splash hit, Mike Yastrzemski! The late inning magic for the Giants. Yastrzemski unloaded on it and hit it into San Francisco Bay. A walk-off water ball.
I think we kind of just found our groove. You know, we didn't let the losses kind of overwhelm us or force us to feel a certain type of way about ourselves. We just kind of kept on trucking, and we got some new youth and some new energy. And you know, these guys have been doing a great job and kind of pushing us older guys to play a little younger, you know, so we're having some fun.
He says us older guys. I still think of him as a rookie and a grandson. Yaz on NBC Sports Bay Area, his walk-off in the 10th inning. And yeah, on the Giants radio network, that's 8 consecutive victories for San Francisco, who has also leapfrogged the Dodgers in the NL West. So they're going the wrong direction. It's Arizona and San Francisco on top of that division. So 9 in a row, 8 in a row. How about a little bit of love for the Marlins? Where are they coming from?
And the 2-0 offering, swung on, hit, belted, high and deep, left center field, on the run, Kiermaier, look it up, she is out of here! Jorge Soler, number 21, Marlins lead 2-0 here in the third. 3-2 pitch is hit on a line left field, gotta get down for a base hit for Coop. Sanchez hits the bag at third, ball is bobbled in left field, Sanchez touches home plate, ground ball hits softly towards first, Guerrero's got it, he'll step on the bag, no other play, it's a fielder's choice RBI for Jesus Sanchez, crossing home plate and scoring is Jonathan Davis. Archie Bradley comes set out of the stretch and the pitch swung on, hit in the air, this is going to end this thing. Shallow right side of the diamond, Jacob Amaya looking up, he makes the catch, the Marlins go wire to wire, they hammer the Toronto Blue Jays 11-0. The Miami Marlins are 42-31 here in 2023. Nelly, what an impressive performance here tonight.
On the Marlins radio network, 7 of 10 now for Miami, who's making noise in the NL East. And Skip Shoemaker, there's got to be some secret, right? How'd you do it? How'd you bring this winning culture to the Marlins?
I don't think it's a speech that I've made. It's more the players that we've acquired and the staff that we have that has been a consistent message from day one that the expectation every day is to win. I don't think that goes away if you have a winning streak or a losing streak. There's so many games, and every day you walk in, you expect to get better. win or lose, you try to get better, learn from that day, and move on to the next day. But there's always learning moments, teaching moments every single day, and these guys have bought in. Our staff has been excellent at prepping them, and win or lose, they're in the fight every day, and it feels good that at least they're in the fight no matter what happens.
When was the last time anyone had high expectations for the Miami Marlins? I'm just asking. Just asking for a friend, really. Braves, they've won 6 in a row and 8 of their last 10. So they're atop the NL East and actually now 20 games above 500 for the Braves. The Phillies have also won 6 in a row. But in between those two teams in the NL East standings, the Marlins only 4.5 out. This is not Braves and Mets. This is Braves and Marlins. I love it. I love that there's talk about winning culture in Miami. Speaking of the Mets, winning has not been part of their recent experience. And Max Scherzer, he's a big reason why, but longest outing with the Mets on Monday night, 8 innings. I don't know who this guy is, but maybe Mad Max is back. He allows just a single run on 4 hits. He strikes out 8, and he gets through the 8 innings with only 91 pitches. This is vintage Mad Max.
Just execution, location. Got through that pitch better and was able to pitch with it and keep it, for the most part, where I wanted to tonight. You know, when I can pitch with that pitch, it allows me to use the other pitch as well. Alvy did a great job of sequencing the curveball, sequencing the changeup. And when I can pitch with all my pitches, you know, that's when I'm at my best. And we can, you know, go through lineups multiple times through, especially third time through, and keep the sequences, you know, different. You know, and that's where, you know, getting a flow with Alvy, you know, that's when good things happen.
Big for the team. I think the satisfaction he's going to get out of that is what it did for our bullpen. And, you know, we're in a real need to get deep in that game. For him to go 8 innings, that was pretty special in a lot of ways. So not a lot of, not stress, just sometimes
it's stressful.
Making pitches, not walking people, getting out early in the count. And, you know, it bodes for a good offense usually.
I know what it's like to feel like when you go out there and pitch, and, you know, I'm not going to sit there and defend what happened in the Yankee start, but I was just one pitch off. You know, I was just a slider off. All I had to do was fix that, and then, you know, I knew I could execute all my pitches. That's it.
Well, because that one pitch was off, he got torched by the Yankees. In 3 1/3 innings, he gave up 6 runs on 7 hits. So if
that's it.
All it was, if that's it, it was just one pitch off, well, then Mets fans may be able to say Mad Max is back, although I think they need more than one start in a row to be confident. But yeah, Max Scherzer leading the Mets to a win over the suddenly free-falling Astros. 5 consecutive losses. They desperately need Yordan Alvarez back. And actually, he was working out before the game. Not supposed to be returning before a month has gone by, but they'll take him whenever they can get him. Oh, also, speaking of Astros and Mets, it was at Minute Maid Park last night, Justin Verlander receiving his World Series ring. So that took place in a pregame ceremony with Dusty Baker, which is really cool. So we'll see if this duo at the top of the rotation can suddenly click back into the duo that they were when they were winning Cy Youngs. Oh, you know, like Justin last year, then the Mets can make up some ground. But there are 3 teams ahead of them now in the NL East. Remember, the Mets won 101 games last year, but despite spending a ton of money in the offseason, the team hasn't lived up to expectations. Pete Alonso, he's been cleared too, so could be returning to the... he was back last night, excuse me. Could be returning with more home runs, because that's what they desperately need, is some offense now to support these guys. So seems like when they get good pitching, they don't get good offense, and vice versa. But last night, both. Whoa. That's how you do it, New York Mets. I love the storylines. If you missed my conversation with Trent Rosecrans of the Cincinnati Reds, well, he's an insider, Cincinnati Reds Athletic, make sure you check it out. A lot of good stuff on why they're the hottest team in baseball, and then looking around and seeing some of the other fun storylines. It's mid-June. We're in for a fun summer with the boys of summer. All right, coming up, Mike Dunleavy Jr., welcome to the hot seat. First order of business with the Warriors as their new GM. Answer questions about Draymond Green's free agency. Wait, how did that happen? It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
talking to Clay as we were sitting at the table last night. Ty, Clay, Steph, and myself, just like how important and big of a summer this is. Like how like locking in, like how locked in we need to be. Like, yeah, this, like, no, I don't think this is it. I'll say it right here for you. No, this isn't it. We plan on doing this thing again. That's the plan. Obviously, this is a business and things has to take place. I get that. But we plan on...
What you watch depends on what kind of mood you're in. Sometimes you're craving comedies like Friends or South Park, and sometimes you're more into dramas like HBO's Succession and House of the Dragon. There's also cooking shows like Chopped and Beat Bobby Flay, and even movies like The Lord of the Rings and Shazam! Fury of the Gods. Well, Max is the streaming destination that has the best of entertainment for whatever mood you're in anytime. And plans start at as little as $9.99 a month. Max, the one to watch. Subscription required. Visit max.com.
When the whole family comes together to watch the game, nobody wants to miss a second of the action to run to the grocery store. With Instacart, you can get all your weekly groceries in as fast as an hour. Less time shopping means more game time. Let's go. Visit instacart.com to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile's network can help keep you connected to all your favorite podcasts when you're out and about. Whether you're an early bird looking to dive into a daily news podcast or a night owl who wants to catch up on the latest reality TV drama, T-Mobile will keep you connected on their strong and reliable network. T-Mobile covers more highway miles with 5G than anyone. So if you need great coverage, especially when you're on the go, check out T-Mobile. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/CY. That's SEEWHY.
Do you hear that? That is the sound of BMW performance without a single piston or cylinder. A generation of all-electric vehicles designed and built like no other. The BMW iX, i7, and i4 revolutionize every drive into a thrilling opportunity to feel the pure rush of BMW 100% electric. But isn't that what you'd expect from the ultimate electric driving machine? Take advantage of exceptional lease and finance offers today.
Doing this again, but was just sitting there at the table stressing the importance of like us coming in shape and like being ready to go and like getting our bodies to the best space that you can get your body and like how big of a year this is for us next year.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Well, that's interesting. Draymond Green, once the Warriors were eliminated, and once they had bowed out against the Lakers, right? Once they were done, to a man, Steph, Clay, and Draymond, though that's on his podcast on The Volume, they all said, we're not done. Steve Kerr seemed to intimate that maybe the run with this group was over, but they all pushed back and protested that. Though in the middle of Dre's comments about we this, we that, in the offseason, we have to be in the best shape of our lives. We have to get after it. We are going to attack next year. We are not done. He does say now it's a business and stuff has to happen. Well, stuff has happened. Draymond Green has opted out of the player option, or opted out with the player option of his contract, and he is now an unrestricted free agent. I'm not telling you he's going to leave. That's not what I'm saying. But the crazy part is, he can. It's his choice. Follow that line of thinking through for just 10 seconds. Whoa. Draymond somewhere else. That's jarring. Maybe not quite as jarring as Tom Brady in a Bucks uniform jarring, but it's pretty jarring to think about. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Mike Dunleavy Jr. hadn't even been introduced officially as the new GM. Golden State Warriors, they see Bob Myers leave, they hire internally. Mike Dunleavy Jr., come on down. Oh, and you're officially on the hot seat. His press conference, minutes after the news breaks that Draymond is opting out.
Until we get the paperwork and the filing, we can't really comment or say much. So I will say, I think Steve has said it, and I'll reiterate, we really want Draymond back. What he means to this organization, this team, in terms of trying to win at the highest level, we feel like we have to have him. So that's very important.
Very important. So very important. Muy importante. So now he can talk with the Warriors, meaning Draymond can, but he could also explore sign and trades, and he can explore explore free agency. Of course, it's a high priority for the Warriors. By the way, the story that I read, want to hear something funny? I won't identify it just because it's not necessary. I was reading one website about the Draymond Green story, and there was a typo. Instead of bringing Green back, the typo was brining Green back. And do you know what brine means? Do you know the word brine?
Like meat, right?
Yeah. You brine a turkey before Thanksgiving. So here I am trying to do some serious work prep, and I come across this line where we're brining Green back.
Stupid.
Wait. Do you want to know the official definition for brining?
Yeah.
It's the process of infusing protein, so in this case meat, with salt, sugar, and flavor.
Brining Draymond.
We're brining Draymond with salt, sugar, and flavor. Also, we're tenderizing and moisturizing Draymond because brining tenderizes and moisturizes meat. So typically, the meat is soaked in a solution of water, salt, and spices for a number of hours in the refrigerator.
Well, it is spicy.
You can also tenderize and moisturize a turkey or Draymond, or maybe that's the same thing, in apple juice, beer, or wine. I've never done that, but you can brine in beer or brine in wine.
Apple juice, though. That
apple
one's
juice,
a little...
that'd be interesting.
Never heard that before.
So Draymond's getting brined with salt, sugar, and other flavors.
Quite the offseason.
I thought editors were supposed to try and catch these errors, but not true. Probably all the editors have been eliminated in our business, but how about spell check? Could you potentially just use spell check? Although maybe spell check didn't catch it because it's technically a word.
Yeah. Donnie was talking about brining Draymond Green. No problems here.
Spell check thought that was perfectly acceptable. Okay. All right. Back to bringing.
No disrespect.
Not brining. Mike Dinleavy Jr., not just Draymond Green, but yeah, it's been a revolving door around the core. There's been a lot of brining going on. Are the Warriors in a difficult position right now? Salary cap concerns and all?
I think a lot can be made of all the challenges that are coming our way, whether it be aging roster, the new CBA with some of the limitations there. Anything else you can bring up, but we're aware of all those things, but we also feel like we're in a great place because we've got a competitive owner willing to spend and a group that's really tied in. It's got good synergy, good processes, good sound decision making, so we feel confident we can navigate it.
I'm sorry, I'm still stuck on that spell check didn't get it because it's actually a word. All right, well, I gather myself one more from Dunleavy Jr., who's been in the Warriors organization. As I say, they hired internally. What are the similarities, but also the ways that he and Bob Myers diverge? Because two roads diverge in a wood, and I took the road less traveled by.
You know, really close, so I guess there's got to be a lot of things that align. But, you know, I'd probably start with humility. I think for the most part, we're pretty humble guys, family first, and I think we're good listeners. Both like to hear people out and hear groups out, and as leaders, you know, try and make the right decision. Differences, I think I'm a slightly better basketball player than him.
Oh!
But you know, after that, Bob is out of this world talented in what he's able to do with people, and, you know, his record speaks for itself. So if I could be anywhere near the realm of successful as he's been here, it would be great.
No doubt he has set the golden standard for the Golden State Warriors. Mike Dunleavy Jr.'s got some big shoes to fill, and the first question is what to do about Draymond Green. Don't brine him. That's not necessary.
You a clown.
You not a champ. You a clown.
You not a champ.
I just can't imagine Draymond somewhere else. Could you imagine the Warriors facing Draymond Green?
No, it'd be tough.
That is really strange. Really strange. And also, Steph Curry's better because of Draymond. The two of them are one of the old married couples in sports. They can finish each other's sentences. They've got the nonverbal. They know exactly what the other one's going to do. Even though Draymond's explosive, he doesn't need more salt. He's got plenty of salt. No more
this
brining.
This idiot said, I don't know what Draymond does out there.
Jay loves his Dre drops. Dre drops! I like that. Man, this would be tough. So I still believe the Warriors are the best option, and I think Draymond wants to stay there, but money talks. Money talks. We know this is a business, and Chris Paul knows it too. Did you hear what he told the New York Times? He found out that he was getting traded to the Washington Wizards via a text from his son. I'm assuming his son found out on social media. What are the chances? I'm betting his son did not get any type of an indication from the team itself. Nope. His son, S-O-N, did not hear from the Suns, S-U-N-S. Chris Paul was on a plane. So he told the New York Times it was in a text from his son. That's the bombshell about the trade. And he was on a plane flying to New York to do Good Morning America. Honestly, I get that it's a business, but that is so unprofessional. So unprofessional. And he said it's tough. Nobody owes you anything, as it should be. But when it comes through and my son texts me, I realize that Matt Ishbia, who's the new owner of the Suns, and Isaiah Thomas, who's his close buddy, he says they just wanted to go in a different direction. Isaiah Thomas doesn't officially work for the Suns, but Chris Paul seems to believe that he had a lot to do with his trade. So yeah, he was surprised by the trade to the Wizards. That was the word he used. I, for one, can't imagine finding out that I was fired, traded, cut, brined, anything like that on social media. That would suck. Could you imagine being blindsided? But not just that, finding out the same time as everybody else does. It's not as though you have a chance to process. Nah. You find out on social media when the rest of the world does.
It's disrespect.
Such disrespect.
Massive.
Agreed. We agree there. On Twitter, A-Law Radio. It's the first time in my sports radio career I've ever talked about brining on the air.
Let Papa finish, okay?
And it's not even Thanksgiving. Which is, it's time for the pickle. Eat some more comic relief. It's Yoda. The pickle who yodels. Have we ever had a more diverse topic list? I don't even make a list. Sometimes these just come out of, I stumble on these. The brining part I stumbled on. The Max Crosby tattoo, the torso tattoo I stumbled on. Oh my gosh. What's happening on the show?
And that's totally fine.
It's all totally fine. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
So, what are you thinking for lunch?
I can't. I'm getting new window treatments. So I gotta go home and wait around all afternoon for a design consultation just to get a quote. It's gonna totally mess up my workday.
Why don't you just go to Blinds.com?
Because I need custom products.
Blinds.com products are made to order and totally customizable. And you get upfront pricing right on their website to easily get your quote online.
But I want to see the products in person.
Blinds.com ships samples to you fast and free. They can even verify your measurements and handle the installation.
Wow, how convenient. Tell me more.
Blinds.com also has a huge selection of stylish shutters, shades, curtains, and options for motorization, even for your patio. Plus, their 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Well, you've convinced me. Let's go eat. I've got time now.
Shop Blinds.com and save 40% on selected products. Get 40% off selected products right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This Little Light is a new podcast hosted by Flea from the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Join him as he explores falling in love with music, music education, and the creative process while interviewing the biggest names in music, like Phineas.
I remember thinking, like, this isn't that hard.
I'd try to play soccer, and I thought that was really hard. I remember playing piano and thinking, like, for me, this is much easier than the soccer thing is.
This Little Light is a presentation of Cadence 13. Subscribe and download it now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I think we had a little bit of a taste in our mouth that if we had a dominant performance, it would show people that we probably did deserve to do a little better than we did in terms of the playoff picture. But at the same time, I'm proud that we came to the Sugar Bowl, proud that we won the Sugar Bowl, but I'm most proud that there was a team out there that cared, that represents the University of Alabama in a first-class way in the way they competed and the way they played in the game.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
I know, you're wondering, why are we hearing from Nick Saban post-Sugar Bowl when it's time for the College World Series, not the college football playoff? And actually, just as a point to note this morning, the number one team in college baseball is Wake Forest, rallying for a second straight time, beating LSU and moving on. Now they're into the, or they're on an, I guess you call it inside track. They're closing in on the men's College World Series, the College World Series in Omaha. So they're perfect in the tournament still. They've got the number one seed. They are the team to beat. And so the Demon Deacons got the target on their backs. Yes, it is College World Series. It's college baseball's championship. And still we're hearing from Nick Saban. There's a reason. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Nick Saban did an appearance on the Joel Klatt show, and he was asked about the college football system. And while we've heard him talk about the ways that he thinks it could be improved, now in light of the SEC expanding to include Texas and Oklahoma, he's concerned about the parity or the playing field in college football being not more level, not more competitive, but actually the opposite.
All leagues want to create parity. If you look at the NFL, mm-hmm. you know, they would love for everybody to be 8-8 going into the 17th game of the season, because every fan base and every city would be excited about what's the outcome of the next game. So parity creates a lot of excitement. I think it's harder to do in college football because we have so many different teams, and the fundamentals are different at the University of Alabama as opposed to another school. And I don't want to mention another school, but a 1AA school, a Division II school, even a lower half, you know, Division I school. The money's different. The dynamics are different. The investment that's made and the athletes and the program are different. And the value created for the athletes is different. So it's not all the same. So if we want to create parity, we would have to take, okay, this is a group of 60 teams or however many, I don't know what the number is, and these are the four or five leagues that we're going to have, and we may consolidate them, and we're going to try to create parity in a more refined group.
Sure.
I don't think that's the only way. That's probably the only way that you could accomplish that.
Nick Saban with Joel Klatt, and he still is believing that adjustments are necessary. And I will give him this. He's been consistent about it. I suppose there are coaches out there who, if they have a program at Alabama's level, would say, why would we want more parity? If there's more parity, we don't have the same chance to win another title. We don't have the same chance to stay elite. Right? There are certainly other college sports where there's not nearly as much parity. Instead, you know there are a handful of teams that are going to compete for the title every year. And certainly Alabama has been in that category. It's been the elite of college football. But Nick Saban doesn't want it to stay that way. Actually wants there to be a more competitive field across the board, though he's not sure it can happen.
Our fan base, they want to dominate. So my job is to try to create a program here where we have the best chance to succeed and have success relative to the competition. But I think even in the SEC, when you add Texas and Oklahoma, there's going to be more parity because there's probably going to be 6-7 teams ranked in the top 20
sure.
that are going to be playing each other. So, but the problem with the way the whole system is, there's no accounting for that.
Right.
So all we do is take the teams that win the most games at the end of the year and put them at the in the playoffs. But do you really get the best teams?
He's not going to let it go. He believed that Alabama should be in the college football playoff last year. Goes on to tell Joel about the couple losses that came the very end with the game hanging in the balance and isn't going to let it go. He does make a point. He's also been pretty critical of NIL and how that has really added flies to the ointment, if you will. So, yeah, college football is, I would say it's on the horizon, I suppose. It won't be that long until they get into practices. At the same time, we knew this was going to be the case with the NIL and the changes and now the expansion of the college football playoff. It really still is kind of the wild, wild west. And no doubt it's impossible for the NCAA to keep a handle on. Then it kind of falls on the commissioners, but what do the commissioners want? Well, the commissioners want to promote their particular conferences, promote the Power Five. And yeah, it's imperfect. And he continues to point that out. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. I'm trying to think about this is the last tweet that I saw, which would have been Monday. 80 days until the NFL season kicks off. That was Monday. So now it's 79 days until the NFL regular season kicks off, which means college football, week zero, as they call it, is inside of that. No one wants to rush the summer. When I was talking to my fourth and fifth graders on Sunday morning at church, a few of them still had school. They still had to finish up school this week. Some of them had half days, pool parties, field day, that kind of thing, or field trips. But at least half of them were still in school. So yeah, that was just a group of long faces when I asked, who's done with school? And a bunch of kids raised their hand and got all excited. The other was just down faces. No.
That last week, you don't do anything. Like you said, field day, pizza parties, kickball, too much, yeah. Ice pops.
Depending upon the part of the country, my mom has been out of school since Memorial Day, which is now over 3 weeks ago. But she has foot surgery scheduled for later this week, so she's not looking forward to that. Poor mom. You can think about mom. I'm going to be praying for those poor saps that are stuck in the submersible. I'm really nervous about this whole situation, a submersible lost at sea somewhere in the Atlantic Ocean, though they do have supplies and technology and 70-ish hours of air, according to the U.S. Coast Guard earlier in the show. After Hours on CBS Sports Radio, we were talking about one of the cool stories in sports this spring. Even as we get ready to wrap up the spring, we talked about Wyndham Clark winning the U.S. Open. But did you know that in doing that, and actually in the last 6 weeks, he's gone from being ranked in no man's land in the world golf rankings to now top 13 and is nipping at the heels of Brooks Koepka, who's barely in 12th place in the world golf ranking. So that's pretty incredible. I will say I was impressed that at the U.S. Open, there wasn't nearly as much talk about LIV. It seemed as though it had died down a bit, this whole PGA-LIV merger. But if Tom Watson has anything to say about it, it's not going away anytime soon. He actually wrote a letter to Jay Monahan and tried to offer a different perspective. It's accepted now that the PGA Tour is in some financial choppy waters, if you will. And so Tom Watson wants to know if there's another way to fix the tour's money problems. And he actually wrote in there about the hypocrisy and the moral issue, right? So for a second, anyway, we didn't hear about the PGA-LIV merger. And Monahan, dealing with a medical issue of his own, was actually missing at the U.S. Open. But it will come back into focus quickly. And now Tom Watson is wading in. There's a big meeting coming up actually today before they start the Travelers Championship in Connecticut. Kind of talk about the developments, what they know, what they don't know. There could be some pushback, and I wouldn't be surprised if Monahan turns into persona non grata even more than he is already and ends up out of there. Though if it happens this week, I will not be here to talk about it. I'm on vacation the rest of this week. Got some hiking to do, if you don't mind, some coconut cream pie to eat. So I'll talk to you Sunday night. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Boom!
Most of us have clothes that we've loved for years, maybe even decades. But it's harder than ever to find clothes that will stand the test of time. So before you update your closet this summer, take a look at American Giant. From hoodies and t-shirts to denim and more, they've got everything you need to build a wardrobe that you'll be proud of for summers to come. American Giant is made in the USA. That ensures that they can deliver items of exceptional quality, but it also creates jobs across the country. You're not just buying clothes that last. You're helping create a lasting change in the communities where they're made and a connection to the seamsters, cutters, and factory workers who make them. Discover the American Giant difference today. Shop wardrobe essentials that last a lifetime at American-Giant.com and get 20% off your order when you use code LT23 at checkout. That's 20% off at American-Giant.com. Promo code LT23.